Penguin Random House Audio presents World Order by Henry Kissinger. Read for you by Nicholas Horman. Introduction. The Question of World Order. In 1961, as a young academic, I called on President Harry S. Truman when I found myself in Kansas City delivering a speech. To the question of what in his presidency had made him most proud, Truman replied, that we totally defeated our enemies, and then brought them back to the community of nations. I would like to think that only America would have done this. Conscious of America's vast power, Truman took pride, above all, in its humane and democratic values. He wanted to be remembered not so much for America's victories as for its conciliations. All of Truman's successors have followed some version of this narrative and have taken pride in similar attributes of the American experience. And for most of this period, the community of nations that they aimed to uphold reflected an American consensus, an inexorably expanding cooperative order of states, observing common rules and norms, embracing liberal economic systems, forswearing territorial conquest, respecting national sovereignty, and adopting participatory and democratic systems of governance. American presidents of both parties have continued to urge other governments, often with great vehemence and eloquence, to embrace the preservation and enhancement of human rights. In many instances, the defense of these values by the United States and its allies has ushered in important changes in the human condition. Yet today, this rules-based system faces challenges. The frequent exhortations for countries to do their fair share, play by 21st-century rules, or be responsible stakeholders in a common system, reflect the fact that there is no shared definition of the system or understanding of what a fair contribution would be. Outside the Western world, regions that have played a minimal role in these rules' original formulation question their validity in their present form and have made clear that they would work to modify them. Thus, while the international community is invoked perhaps more insistently now than in any other era, it presents no clear or agreed-upon set of goals, methods, or limits. Our age is insistently, at times almost desperately, in pursuit of a concept of world order. Chaos threatens, side by side with unprecedented interdependence. In the spread of weapons of mass destruction, the disintegration of states, the impact of environmental depredations, the persistence of genocidal practices, and the spread of new technologies threatening to drive conflict beyond human control or comprehension. New methods of accessing and communicating information unite regions as never before and project events globally, but in a manner that inhibits reflection, demanding of leaders that they register instantaneous reactions in a form expressible in slogans. Are we facing a period in which forces beyond the restraints of any order determine the future? Varieties of World Order. No truly global world order has ever existed. What passes for order in our time was devised in Western Europe nearly four centuries ago at a peace conference in the German region of Westphalia, conducted without the involvement or even the awareness of most other continents or civilizations. A century of sectarian conflict and political upheaval across Central Europe had culminated in the 30 Years' War of 1618-48, a conflagration in which political and religious disputes commingled, combatants resorted to total war against population centers, and nearly a quarter of the population of Central Europe died from combat, disease, or starvation. The exhausted participants met to define a set of arrangements that would stanch the bloodletting. Religious unity had fractured with the survival and spread of Protestantism. Political diversity was inherent in the number of autonomous political units that had fought to a draw. So it was that in Europe the conditions of the contemporary world were approximated. A multiplicity of political units, none powerful enough to defeat all others, many adhering to contradictory philosophies and internal practices,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?